think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
La 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 la
la la la la la.
Yeah.
It's time for Moneyline, your place to be for the madness of March, with your host, Kevin Walsh.
The cap is still there. The price is still good. I'm going to bet this. I went a little 3-0 on a three-pack of college basketball. It was a nice weekend in that way. I mean, look, I'm an eligible bachelor, so.
And Donnie Wrightside.
Now, hold, like, I love Slay. Like, Slander is so much fun. Like, nobody was defending the wide out. What a 15-yard out. Like, thank God. Like, I don't think I could make it in this world anymore. 1 minute, I'd be like, I'm out of questions for this girl. I don't even know what to say anymore. Like, what did you think about the game last night? That's minute number two already.
On Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159.
Out of questions, not me, pal. Why? Because it's Friday here on the grid. Excited to get after it. Sirius XM channel 159 this afternoon. You know the program. It's Moneyline. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's Kevin Walsh. And we are here over the next 2 hours to be your entertainment before we get into the weekend. Sweet 16 K-Dub tonight. Elite 8 over the weekend. Oh, yeah.
Exciting times.
It is.
Exciting times.
It is.
Tickets. Tickets advancing for people. Lovely scenes.
Ooh, I mean, now the extra fun builds here for me because I'm starting to, like, you know, you put those props in and you put the, you know, futures in before the tournament starts. I want to have the play out in a couple weeks. Now you're at that time where you can see that finish line out here. There's a couple checks that might come due here. There's also a lot of heartbreak that might go along with it as well. But yesterday for your boy DRS, I mean, you want to talk about a 25-1 ticket with UConn playing yesterday the way they did and in this tournament. Boy, am I feeling good. And by the way, I'm just going to log in here to my FanDuel account. Is there a reason, K-Dub, where I can get a cash-out option on Alabama right now and Texas, but nothing on UConn? What would be the prognosis behind that?
You know what? I don't know. I wonder how many people out there experience this same thing. It's really frustrating, and it almost is a deterrent from getting involved in that futures market at times. I know the cash-out option we should be, I guess, appreciative of, but I do think that they see more action in the market due to the fact that it exists, But it's not consistent, right? It's not there for everything. Because I told you this. I had a free bet that I had used on Tennessee on a different book to win the national championship. Now, look, I was happy to see the Vols in the Sweet 16, but I really didn't trust them. As I thought I made that clear on yesterday's show. And I would have been willing, especially with a free bet, I would have been willing to take whatever they would have given me and walked away from the whole thing, right? Or maybe I would have ran it over, but it wasn't even an option. Like, I just, there seems to be no rhyme or reason with this stuff.
Yeah, because I was joking the other day, like, oh, they got me. Like, you know what, you're not cashing this out. This is a guaranteed stone cold loser, so we're not even going to give you any money back whether you want it or not. Because Alabama, my $100 wager at 8-1, they're saying, okay, you want to cash out now, $188.53 would be like, you made a profit of $88. If you want to do that to Texas, it's $33.54 profit you would make on that $100. For UConn, I'm not getting any of that at all here, so that's just the way it
that's
is.
Frustrating. I have my futures did not work as well as yours in terms of attacking plus prices, but there were two minus numbers I laid, which was Texas to make the Sweet 16. Obviously, here they are. And then my favorite was actually Houston to make the Elite Eight at, I think, a minus 125 number. And not surprising, right? Minus numbers you're most confident in. If Houston can get the job done for me today, which is now essentially an active money line ticket as a 7.5-point favorite, that will really kind of nix all of the damage that the plus prices did. So hoping today, that's really the biggest game actually for me on the board, is that Houston-Miami game, needing a Houston outright victory.
Yeah, good stuff here overall. And yesterday, as you know, I don't know what you guys were doing if you weren't watching Sweet 16 basketball. It was absolutely sensational yesterday. All four games across the board. And I like to say it myself, like, well, the UConn game stunk. No, that was a masterpiece for me, the way I, you know, sitting here in the tournament. So I enjoyed that thoroughly just as much as I enjoyed Kansas State and Michigan, OT up in the Garden, Gonzaga, UCLA, which, again, I watched the first, I would say, 6 or 7 minutes live. Then fell asleep, you know, caught up on some highlights this morning. But I got to tell you with that, too. Like, can I say, like, bite the bullet, it's Friday? I'm telling you right now, like, we do the show early in the morning, the early line. You know, I get off that, make myself some breakfast, take the dogs for a couple walks, got to do some other things with videos and such. I hit a brick wall at around, like, 10:45. Then I was like, you know, I never do this. Let me just go out and, like, lay down on my couch just for a moment. Wham! I was out for a half hour, and I was saying to myself, like, I'm glad I rolled over at the time I did, because I don't know when I was rolling back over, because even though I got a nice 30, 40-minute nap in, I felt exhausted when I woke up. Like, wow, that's what it's like staying up to 10 o'clock or 10:15. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I it was like a weird in-between space before we got rocking here. I'm like, man, if I don't move, I'm going to be asleep for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I think I was asleep for about 5 minutes. But we're here. We're excited. We got Sweet 16 games to preview today. I like these games today. I've got action. I know you do as well.
Yeah, we'll go over the pick sixes that we had this morning on the early line, but also, K-Dub, I'll tell you this right now. FanDuel Sportsbook gave, I guess this is for everybody, I don't want to assume, 50% profit boosts on bets. I actually already fired on two bets for tomorrow's action in the Elite Eight. It's prop bets, Kevin. UConn and Gonzaga. Both prop bets? Gonzaga. Whoa-ho-ho! Oh, I'm cheering both ways tomorrow. Come on, high scoring, baby. High scoring is what we're after. But today it's Friday. Let's have some fun and keep after it. If you want to call in, you can. 844-843-6879. It's Moneyline. We'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number one in full effect right here. Moneyline on the Sports Grid Network. Friday. Do you want to get your calls in? Let's have some fun. You got hot play. I know you people got plays out here for this weekend. 844-843-6879. Some free agency news. The Ravens got their man, K-Dub. Did you see?
No.
I actually went to Lamar Jackson's account and turned on my notifications.
Oh, I like that.
Because I know he's about to be like, you know what? I'm not getting what I want, but I can't pass this opportunity up to play with Nelson Agholor. 1 year, $3 million. That should tell you with wide receivers what they get paid in this day and age? Yeah, that tells you what the Ravens think about Aguilar and Mike. What are you doing? I don't even know where to start at this point. Because when I saw that, I sort of laughed and I wanted to cry. Like, this is just hilarious. It really is.
Yeah, and the reality is teams had wide receiver depth all the time. Nelson Aguilar is the wide receiver you, the listener, and honestly us as well, are most familiar with in that wide receiver room. It's just
your best wide receiver's valuation, Kevin, is $3 million.
Yep,
that's it.
Yep,
that's all you need to know about it, right?
Well, the Rashad Bateman breakout. Yeah, I know. I'll keep waiting on that. Keep waiting on that. I'm telling you this right now. Lamar gets to another team, which I don't know when we'll confidently find that out. I'm on Ravens win totals under. I'm on Ravens missing the playoffs. Declarations need to be made because I've had enough of this football team. I mean, they are just completely unserious with this stuff.
Now, the thing that makes me laugh, too, is because I wanted some organizations to play the heel out here, Kevin, and they're not doing it very well. Like the Green Bay Packers, they're going to end up trading Aaron Rodgers and then fire on DeAndre Hopkins, right? And everybody get a good laugh out of that.
Yeah,
like once Rodgers leaves, we just get after it and have some fun. Like the minute like Lamar Jackson is gone, like they trade into the first round again, like two wide receivers, like they take right off the board and then go fire away on like a big time trade for somebody else. Like that's the joke I'm waiting for. But I just think these organizations are just idiotic when it comes to it. Like think about this, Kevin. You're the owner of the Ravens. You're the GM of the Ravens. You say to yourself, I have an elite player. I don't care what you think about Lamar Jackson. He's a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback at any given time. And when you have that, don't you owe it to yourself to go, yes, we wait so long for these type of quarterbacks. Let's go out there and just explode on offense and have fun. But they do the opposite. They go, you know what? Lamar, you're good enough to do it all by yourself, and we'll just load up on defense. I don't understand that tactic. In today's day and age, a very good offense will pound a good defense. Because why? The rules are in the offense's favor in order to do. Can you imagine Lamar Jackson with an elite running game, a dominant tight end, and two very good wide receivers? Every time it'd be one of those teams, Kevin, with Baltimore. Like, I don't feel like betting against Baltimore because every time Baltimore has the football, you can't stop them. 3rd and 5, 1-1000, 2-1000. Oh, wide open guy, or, oh, look at this. Easy path to 10 yards, and I get down into moving the chains.
Yeah, and again, like, that's the extreme end of it. Imagine if they just had, one good wide receiver. Well, like, that one good wide receiver would be nice. Can I hit on the Green Bay point you made just very quickly, though?
Mm-hmm.
Because that is actually, as much as the Lamar stuff is funny, the single best troll will be the Packers using multiple high draft picks on pass catchers. And the crazy thing is, I think they're going to. The wide receiver room, sneaky. So, again, it's not that Lazard is some megastar, right? But he's gone. Randall Cobb, gone. Mercedes Lewis, gone. It's Christian Watson and who else? Like, what else is even Romeo Doubs? I mean, stop this, please. They literally need pass catchers in Green Bay. Them coming over the top and trying to get at Odell Beckham Jr. would be the single funniest thing any football team has ever done. But they're not going to do that.
I don't know. I would love to see it happen, but it doesn't seem like it's going that way. The Philadelphia Eagles signed a safety today, Terrell Edmonds, who is the former first-round draft pick of the Pittsburgh Steelers, now a Philadelphia Eagle guy, one-year deal. That's just how you get down. Like, if you're talking about organizations and what they value the most or the least, the Eagles take a look at the safety position, quite frankly, and also the linebacker position as, let me just get a couple guys in, year out. That's going to be interchangeable. That's what they're doing. Are we thinking it's better than C.J. Gardner-Johnson? Probably not, but a legitimate move there. As now you're starting to get into the value, Kevin. And how about this? Like turning up a little bit here for the Carolina Panthers. Like DJ Chark, not a world-beating wide receiver, but he heads to Carolina. And you're starting to see the makings of, hey, what might be a great foundation again? Look what they're doing for a young rookie quarterback that they're going to get in the building. You're going to have some weapons for some of these guys.
Well, they're going to need now because they lost DJ Moore. So what is the remnants of that room, though, right now?
Is let me bring it up.
Wide receiver one, because I think they might need to.
Let me see.
Because they lost DJ Moore. So, I mean, I don't even know if Robbie Anderson retire? Where's Robbie Anderson?
No, I got a good Robbie Anderson in a second here. Looks like it's Marshall, Chenault, Thielen, who they just signed.
Thielen and was also, the guy, okay.
Yeah, and Chark. So they have veterans all around. You got Miles Sanders now in the running back there. You signed Hayden Hurst at tight end. So they did a nice little rehab of a legitimate offense that you'll have. By the way, do you know Robbie Anderson doesn't go by Robbie Anderson anymore?
No.
Officially? Yeah. Well, yesterday I saw a list, and it was like the top 10 free agent wide receivers. So I'm going up and down. I don't have it in front of me. I'm like, okay. Who? Chosen Anderson.
Wow.
Yeah. That's caught me completely off guard. Like, what? I should have known about this the minute it happened. And then you go on Twitter. It happened a couple weeks ago. I don't know how I missed that.
Yeah, I missed it as well. And basically, at some point, he's going to sign with a team, and like Adam Schefter's going to say, Chosen has decided to make his way to Houston or whatever it is, and then that's okay, sure. I mean, yeah, man. I mean, all right, lock it in. Chosen Anderson.
Hey, by the way, you know what I'm watching on one of my TV screens right now? Will Levis. And by the way, the best part about Will Levis is, he looks the part, like he came out of a quarterback lab. Do you know what I mean? Like a giant. He almost reminds me like Rob Gronkowski, a quarterback, is what he's looking like to me, but much more fluid. But I need to see, like, what bounce are we going to get today from him? Because if you watched, which we didn't, obviously, C.J. Stroud, and you know what I mean? C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young, like, it was the greatest performances we've ever seen in our life. Mm-hmm. So,
but by the way, I mean, you set that up perfect.
Yeah,
if you watch, which we didn't, we let everybody else watch and then tell us how incredible it was because we don't care.
Exactly,
it is irrelevant. You are right. This is the pro days are built for Anthony Richardson's and Will Levis's, right?
Yes,
like that's
correct.
Who this is actually designed. If Will Levis comes out of this lower stock, he might be drafted in the first like four rounds. I mean
he's. It's great, too, because I'm watching, like, it's flick of the wrist. But we have to remind ourselves, and look, I'm not a professional. And by the way, whoever's just running that route right there, he dropped three rounds, so forget about him. I don't even know if they just, like, a guy won a lottery ticket just to go out there and run a route. Looks like he never played in his life. Yeah. I mean, hold on. I know you don't have it on, but they're showing Will Levis with just a little bit of flick of the wrist over the middle. And this guy looked like he never played football before, to be honest.
I'm team.
Yeah.
Can you get up there? Now, this isn't slander, but does that mean that you could get out there then and start running around on these pro days here and just stretch the legs a little bit?
I'm telling you. They won't be even looking at Will Levis. Like, who's this other guy over here we might be able to pick up here as a free agent wideout out here? But the reason I wanted to bring it up, which that guy really threw me off right there. It's one of those, Kev, you know, like you see the running back out of the backfield 5 yards, quarterback slings it to him, looks like he never played running back before. That was what just happened right now, which again, took me away. But, like, what did you expect out of these workouts? If you and your butt, Kevin, you went out, me and you, when we were out in the Super Bowl last year, throwing the football around, like, nobody's out there, I run like a 10-yard out and you throw it to me. And the guy, oh, man, that's really good. What do you mean? There's no competition out here. You've done this a million times. It's like going to the free throw. Like, you know what? I'm going to work this guy out. You see him on that free throw right there? Boy, that looked good. Like, what do you get out of this? I never understand it. I don't.
The worst shooters in the NBA, I'm pretty sure, hit about 70% of their warm-up shots. Like, that's what this is. Like,
yes.
Like, I think we had 94%.
Like, what are you getting? Like, imagine showing up to watch Will Levis and going, like, I saw his game tape. It's okay. Whoa, blew me away in his workout. What did he do well? Well, he had one wideout run and 10-yard outs, and he could throw it to him. Boy, that's impressive. Exciting stuff. That's what we're getting after today on Moneyline Friday afternoon. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Into the money line with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Oh, all right.
All right, I know there's Sweet 16 Elite action right now, but we need to talk about that. I mean, I let off early line today talking about Will Levis's pro day. Never in a million years that I think it will be this entertaining to watch. And I got to tell you, my first takeaway is not actually from Will Levis. It's they have a dominant running back in Rodriguez. And the first look I got at him without realizing was, did they just pick this guy out of the stands? Because he looks like he's out of shape and never played. Like, you know, you have, like, let's just say, hey, that's my older brother's best friend. Can you just run some routes and have some fun? Mm-hmm. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, this guy, this is a pass-catching NFL now. Not a good look there for Rodriguez at this point. But, again, strong arm for Levis. But, I mean, there's a lot of wrongdoings here so far.
No, I've not seen many, if any, balls thrown where it was caught in stride. I don't know. Maybe that's, again, I don't know if that's on the talent. You know, the other thing that just kind of hit me, though, is I'm like now kind of trying to fully observe this thing here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is I always look at this as Will Levis's pro day. Like, yes. Is this also like, oh, like this is how Chris Rodriguez gets drafted? Like, this is just as important for him. Is Chris Rodriguez like sneaky bothered that like he's getting no shine, or is this like, oh, this is great, there's more eyes on me because they're here for Will? Like, I don't like the dynamic of this. I don't know why this is just hitting me, because you only hear pro days through the lens of the quarterbacks, but I guess this is the Kentucky pro day, right? It's not called Will Levis day.
Yeah, exactly. It is, and that's where he's designed to throw, and everybody's trying to get a look. Now, is Rodriguez graduated, or he is heading to the pros?
He's definitely leaving.
I mean, his agent better put out a spin after this thing. I'm telling you, like you watch the kid as a running back in college, and he looks very good. But I mean, I'm telling you, I saw him this first two. I was saying this, like, get him at least some like weapons out here, and then you tell. Oh, there's another pass. I mean, KW, wide receivers are falling down left there. What is going on here? But, I mean, what's going on?
No, but hold on. That was a horrendous throw.
Yes,
he threw it behind him. He threw it like all out of sync.
Oh, another bad one. Another bad one. Wide receiver can't come down with it. And we're talking about nobody out here. So what's the hype now? So we better get some marks here, because you are going to get ESPN, NFL Network, whoever's watching this stuff. And you guys are like, what are you watching? Because it's actually more entertaining than I thought, because of the calamities out here at this point. Overthrows, underthrows, running backs that look like they never played before. Sensational stuff. Now, I guess if Ron Jaworski is that? Oh, my God. I'm sorry right now. I don't know what. Like, they better cut this short and say, like, we had the wrong footballs or something. I mean, if this doesn't get widely panned, I mean, my guy Rodriguez is running a slow like fade route. Levis throws it up there, and basically this guy's got stone hands, and I think he even fell down after it too again. My goodness. I mean, you want to go from drafted to undrafted in a matter of 15 minutes? This can't be what the people want, K-Dub. What the people want out here.
There have been as many people to fall down as there have been impressive passes here. Was there missed timing on the route? What was even the...
I don't know. I mean, I assume Calipari's coming up. I told you this was not a football school out here, right?
Yeah, I know.
My goodness.
He's about to let Oscar Tshiebwe get out there and do defensive lineman drills just to see if there's any juice.
I mean, someone's running a deep corner around, and he hit the UK football sign out there.
Okay. This is now. You know what?
This is good. This is really good.
We're not saying the same thing. I think. Maybe hasn't heard this rant for enough, but Donnie really always gets angry that there isn't enough negative commentary around draft prospects, and not because, well, partly because he appreciates slander, but he just, there's no way that everybody's elite. And I've never really sat through and watched a pro day, but I'm going to try and make a comfortable assumption that this is one of the worst pro days in the history of football here. If the takeaways from this pro day is anything other than it was a really rough day for Will Levis, then I need to go back and watch every pro day.
Yes. Like, I just put a tweet out there, like, Will Levis looks horrible. I just need to see something come back on this. Like, you don't know what you're looking at or doing this, because, granted, I didn't expect to have this much fun. I don't even know how it wound up on my TV, but this is what happens when you just leave certain channels up. You get this. Oh, my God. Kevin, another incomplete pass. Like, you know, you see like 47 for 51? Is he like 7 for 51? Yeah, what is this? No.
Like, the completion percentage here is dire. I mean, admittedly, he's not out there. Look, this wasn't a great Kentucky team, yeah? So... He's not out there with Marvin Harrison Jr. and Jackson Smith and Jigba. I'll give him that if I'm supposed to give him that. But, I mean, this is ugly stuff. I mean, this is ugly. Like, unless he's simply throwing a spot and he's, like, showing these kids up where it's like, this is all their fault anyway. Gosh. I'm throwing this ball where I'm supposed to. This is a mess.
Yeah, but the reason why you have your own pro day in your own building is because it's your comfort level with the people that are around you as well. Like, they're running Kentucky stuff. And this is why Kentucky wasn't good, I guess, now that I see this.
Yeah, I mean, it's why they couldn't move the ball on Vanderbilt and cash me a Kentucky Vandy over, despite Vandy at UK putting up a gang of points. I'm still salty.
Let me swing over to the FanDuel Sportsbook right now. I'm going to click on football. I'm going to go to NFL Draft because I need to watch these futures here, right? So let's go to Draft. Where is Levis at? He's 50-1 to be the number one overall pick.
Oh, that's good.
Which better way can I look? What about where's first quarterback
draft? Team to draft him is like a market. I don't know.
Is there one for first quarterback to be drafted or no? Is that
on
basically
FanDuel,
the number one?
Yeah.
Scene?
No, that.
Oh, team to draft
exists.
Will Levis. Yeah, I don't like that one. But he's 50-1 at this point to be the number one overall pick. Like, would you think that maybe if he had an awesome pro day, like people would talk about it? But I've never been more intrigued at once it's over, the live hits from the national beat writers and sources per se of what they saw, but they don't want to put their name on it. This will be a lot of fun to watch because he looks the part. He just aired. Yep, another drop pass. There we go. I'm telling you, there's more incompletions than completions, which is wild. Because what do you always look at, Kevin, on these pro days? It's like, yeah, he threw 50 passes and completed 45. It's what he's supposed to do. This is disastrous. So here we go. They're all deep routes now he's throwing.
Yeah, so the new drill they're running is Will Levis throw it as far down the field as you can. Now, this I appreciate, though. Him just completely like trying to show up his wide receivers and overthrowing them intentionally, I have appreciated here during this drill. This is a good drill. This is a great drill, in fact.
Yeah, usually they don't last all that long, so he's probably just about wrapping it up. But, yeah, now we're at the portion where it's roll out of the pocket. Make sure you're off balance on purpose because apparently NFL teams love that move. Yeah. And then throw it downfield. Yeah, that's where we're at right now.
I just want to make this point though, and it's shifted now in a non-debatable way, which I'm very happy about. But throughout the college football season, I kept saying there's really no justification for Will Levis to be in front of Anthony Richardson. And again, like, for the most part, that is the consensus now. Will Levis is not polished like C.J. Stroud. Or, just incredible to watch, like Bryce Young. He's this toolsy player with a big arm. And I'm just like, well, then that means he's a worse version of Anthony Richardson.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, you getting some of the takes?
No, here we go. So I just type in Will Levis, because there's going to be people there. There's going to be people commenting. The SEC Network. Mm-hmm. Will Levis is putting on a show at Kentucky's Pro Day. Like, I understand the SEC is not supposed, like, whoever's running the account would get in trouble for saying, like,
correct.
Well, like, Will Levis, I mean, come on now. This is embarrassing for SEC talent, but that's what you expect. Let me just see if we get any other, here we go. Will Levis with an absolute bomb to Barrion Brown. Will Levis ready to impress at his pro day. Is he coming out here? Here we go. Yes, that's what I want to see. I want to see, like, a GM out there, Will Levis now officially off my board.
What just happened there? Why did I just see a ball bouncing around? Hold on. Did he hit, like, the top of the scoreboard or something?
Oh, my goodness.
Because
I want to see Jim Irsay come out and be like, yeah, we just narrowed down the field today. Will Levis is off our board. That's what I need to see right now.
Yeah, he
never thought on a Friday I would love this.
Okay.
But I do.
Last iteration of this whole thing for me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Every pro day is also a complete farce because doing them indoors is a waste of time. He just hit the top of the building, which is now happening at every pro day. Why can't we go outside and just run routes? I mean, what is this?
Is this why teams stink? Because they practice indoors and you got to like it. It'd be like saying, we're a basketball team, but we're going to work out like on my condo first floor of like a player. Like, hey, look, you got to shoot line drives, kid. You got to shoot line drives here. Otherwise, you hit the ceiling. And there's a ruin at this point.
Yeah, you know what? I now am hoping to find the same thing. I'm going to
scrolling through. Here we go. Okay, Jeff Drummond writes, deep ball time for Will Levis has the crowd buzzing again at Kentucky's Nutter Fieldhouse. His first one is a shot from around his 25 to the other 10, hitting sophomore Barrion Brown in stride, which it wasn't in stride, for some oohs and ahs. I love it. I see this, but this is what we get when we talk about media counterparts. Where is I'm the right media here, K Dub. I'm the media you need. Hey, let me search for Will Levis. Who's this Donnie Wright side guy? Says Will Levis looks terrible today. You know what? I agree with that. Anybody who's watched ESPN for the past 15 minutes cannot be saying anything other than, boy, he looks good in shorts. He's jacked up, but he can't throw to save his life. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm just trying to find. I mean, these are random people, but Will Levis' pro day is not good. Accuracy is an issue.
Like, whoa! But that's a
is
random
that me?
Person.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, hold on. I'm just telling you this right now. If you want some Will Levis slander, it exists. But you got to find a non-verified
person. Ah.
You know what I'm saying? Because there are okay, people gotcha. Who are
yeah,
watching
yeah, yeah.
this
yeah, I'm on that,
that
now.
Are like,
yeah.
Yeah, not one of these balls has been thrown accurately yet. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Oh, this is good. Oh, this is good. This is good. Will Levis's final resort when the accuracy issues start is to show up to his pro that has somebody throwing the shot or the discus right here. Like they're just spinning around, firing it as far as they can. Fantastic stuff on a Friday. Let's get back and talk some college basketball next, because you know why? We got winners in our pocket. We're excited for tonight. It's all in the Sweet 16 into the Elite Eight. Come on back. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sweet 16 action tonight, K-Dub. San Diego State, Alabama, Miami, Houston, Xavier, Texas. Ooh, and so, oh, there's only three games tonight, K-Dub, instead of four. Wonder why that is. Oh, no, that's right. Princeton does play tonight versus Creighton, but you wouldn't know it. And again, the best part about that, Kevin, is I'm just going down the list, and I was like, okay, Florida Atlantic, Kansas State. Like, no, that's tomorrow's game. I thought there was four. This is the feeling I get. It's almost like Princeton is playing in a vacuum, and Creighton is sucked into that vacuum with them. It almost, and it's wild to think this, because non-gambling versus gambling, right? Like, we use the FanDuel Sportsbook quite a bit, because that's the primary book we use in the morning, sponsors our show, fantastic stuff, easy to get around. I just have it up on my list. But every once in a while, I catch myself, like, I go through, and it's almost like the game isn't even happening, and it's in the Sweet 16. The joke before the tournament for me, Kevin, because I completely forgot about any other New Jersey teams, like FDU and Princeton, I'm like, woo, good, Rutgers is out. You know, I actually would have liked to see them in, but now that they're not, yeah, full go in the tournament, like, hold on now. There's other games, but that's okay, because after you get waxed before they even get in the final, in the first four, and then also you'll get Princeton to get dropped in the first game. Didn't happen here, and it's almost like those games didn't matter to us here in New Jersey and the New Jersey teams.
It's so bad. It's so bad. I mean, you're missing out on, again, like, what were the two, you know, big, you and I actually did this on the Monday after the opening two rounds, right? What, biggest round of the opening weekend. Biggest result, excuse me. And I said Purdue knocking off, getting knocked off by FDU, and you said Princeton's double wins. We literally couldn't get involved in any of those results. I mean, it's just, it's so bad. It's so annoying. You're so right. Tonight there's a Sweet 16 game. And it, again, for me personally, irrelevant. I don't know. I mean, I'll probably watch it, but like, if that thing gets blowout territory, and that's the thing about gambling. Gambling often can keep games blowout proof if you have a side or a total. Well, not that game. Creighton gets up ugly, gone. I might hit the bed like go to like Donnie style and just go to sleep, because I could care less.
What time is that game? Because again, I don't
That's
have it up on my
nine.
Screen. Let me see here, Leah. Let me bring up the regular odds board. Yeah, it is the 9 o'clock game tonight, so it is a later one. Just Xavier, Texas, and again, there's no excuses for me. Excuse me. Like, I can't believe they're putting the game on Kevin at 9:45 on a Friday. Stop it. You know what I mean? Like, there's no doubt I can stay up for that game and enjoy and want to and a rooting interest. And I'm looking forward to it, and I hope Texas does win. But there's four games tonight, 6:30, 7:15, 9 o'clock, and 9:45, all Eastern here. 6:30, too. Like, I'm going to have to wait around for that, right? It just feels good. Like, 6:30, San Diego State, Alabama. I'm invested right away, 7.5. Now, we went over this game on the morning show. I doubt Alabama loses. I do think you get a fight from San Diego State. And as I said this morning, even though I think Alabama wins and is the better team, I think I'm going to get extra looks at the basket and forced to play at a higher tempo than I would like, which is the reason why I still like Alabama to win. But I like San Diego State's team total over 64.5 just because they're talented, but they will be forced to play. Play at a tempo that's faster than what they want, which means more shots.
Yeah, so for me, I'm on the Bama team total over. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's kind of like a little handshake. All right, we're doing overs in the basketball game.
Yeah.
And the truth of it is, I probably should just be betting Bama to cover the number. But, look, sides have not treated me well. In this tournament, I often don't enjoy sides. And
If Bama's going to cover to me, it's going to be through a big offensive game anyway. And 72.5 for that offense with what they're able to do, I think that that number is workable for me. So, yeah, I'm on that. I'm also on a Javon Quinterly under 12.5. A little bit of a hold your nose there because he's been very hot. But, I mean, that again, that's a number that's 3 points higher than his season average. So I think it's a little bit of a sell high spot there on Quinterly.
Yeah, no, it should be a good one. And again, this is the interesting part about this too is 9 times out of 10, Kevin, like you put in maybe we do our best 5 props for the season in the NFL, right? So it gives you that extra added interest, but there's still 17 weeks or 17 games over 18 weeks that you're really invested in. It's almost like on the back burner because it takes a while to come back. When now I look at like the future wagers that I have, I find myself looking at these games tonight because, you know, we have a couple and a couple prop bets that I'm going to cheer on, but I'm less, you know, incentivized to like jump in and say to myself, like, hey, I got to get a wager in this game, Alabama minus 7.5. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel like the money line is the wager I have on Alabama, and that's the way I'm going to cheer it on. Like, it's almost, and you know what's interesting too, Kevin? 7:15, Miami and Houston. In the brackets, I have Houston here. You know, it's the outside shot. I might have a chance at maybe winning a bracket pool, right? So theoretically, I should just be cheering for Houston to beat Miami. I don't know if anybody in the pool has Miami, but if Houston wins, that's more points for me. But at the same time, I loved Houston being down to Auburn by double digits. I love that. I'm like, oh, you know what? This is going to hurt my pool a lot. But if we're talking big ticket items, knocking Houston out opens the path for everybody. So for me, I look at this game and I say to myself, I'm actually really cheering hard for Miami. Now, if Houston wins, fine. I'll pick up the pool points, but I think it's more beneficial to me if Miami can knock off Houston. But that's not knocking Miami. Like, oh, good, that's Princeton. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to battle them. Miami, if they get past Houston, will be ready to rumble, no doubt. But I just feel like Houston is that perfect team that's, you don't want to play them, right? Like, Alabama doesn't want to play Houston. Like, I don't care if they beat them. They don't want to play Houston.
I mean, look, again, just to give a simple scope of it, according to KenPom, the best team in college basketball is Houston, the second to worst team left in the field heading into this round before yesterday's eliminations even was Miami. So, yeah, the ease of that there absolutely is key. Now, I ultimately don't think that'll happen. The reason I had the confidence level that I did in Houston getting to this round is I didn't fear the 5 and the 4 at the top portion of this bracket, being Miami and Indiana. And, I mean, I think Indiana put that on display. Miami's been solid. But I don't like the U as much as, I guess, maybe their regular season earned in terms of respect-wise. I thought there was a chance that, you know, we could have had a double-digit seed make a run to this spot here, a 12 or a 13. Obviously, that didn't happen. That wasn't really the design of this year's tournament all too much outside of this, you know, wild Princeton run. But yeah, I still think that Houston tonight is just too good on both sides of the ball to not come away with a win here.
Yeah, it feels like the adversity has already gotten through to Houston. Injuries, not sure where your star player is going to be, thumped in the final of your conference tournament, not playing all that well round one, maybe another injury to your best player, and you're like, ooh, this isn't looking good. But it feels like everything clicked in that second half game against Auburn. Now here's Houston, markedly as a favorite. Opened up at 6.5, now up to 7.5, and I'm saying on the betting market, it's about 60% of the tickets here coming in on the Miami Hurricanes, despite that line movement, total of close to 139.5, and then the two night games here. 9 o'clock, Princeton and Creighton. Holding steady, 10.5, depending on where you're shopping at out there. 140 to 141, depending again on where you're getting that number for a total. This is another one of those games, Kevin, has the feel of last night. Now, granted, in the pick six, I took Creighton minus 10 because I think it's a strong number, and I do think Creighton is markedly better than Princeton and should show it. But at the same time, you look at that game yesterday with FAU, not that he's a much better basketball team than Princeton overall, but I just saw like that 4.5, 5, I'm going, boy, they're getting a lot of respect. They're here for a reason. They have a ton of wins, so they're a good ball club and know how to handle it. And in that game, they were down a lot of the first half. And I'm saying to myself, like, you know what? The run was good here. Impressive second half for FAU, limited possessions, and they won. I just think Creighton might be able to put away Princeton.
Yeah, I think that's understandable. You know, for me this morning, I talked about, I think the under is the look in that game there with just the way Princeton has been so far in this tournament. Obviously doing what they can to slow down Arizona. Missouri is really impressive. But also, Creighton's the best defense that Princeton will have played so far this season. And I know they lit up Missouri. Missouri's horrendous on the defensive side of the basketball. Horrendous. So, I mean, I was surprised to see Mizzou even get past Utah State. They were a dog as the 7 seed in that 10 seed matchup there. So, I think this is an under, whether that's with Creighton just completely kind of eliminating any options there for Princeton, or, you know, Princeton still being able to keep it tight. I think it has to be low scoring.
Yeah, no, it could go either way. This is also one of those games where they're at halftime and Princeton is the lead, and I tell myself, like, yeah, well, Princeton's been playing great in the tournament, not a surprise, or 41-24 Creighton. Yeah, what did you want about that? Of course, Creighton's a much better basketball team. It's one of those, similar, as I said, to yesterday looking at the Tennessee game. That's some of the vibes I get for this one. Late night action, Xavier, Texas, has everything you want. 148.5 total, which means we should get some decent, you know, coverage up and down the court. Xavier likes to push it. Both of these teams very fluent. I think Texas overall better on both ends of the court, if you try to surmise that. And again, I do have a Texas future, so I'm heavily invested and rooting for them. But a great game to end the night tonight, Sweet 16 action.
Yeah, for me, I took Xavier in the bracket when it initially came out against Texas in this matchup. I thought Texas would be here. Xavier's been really good as a dog, covering 70% of those games. But also, I don't think as much of a chance in the one bracket that, you know, seems to kind of be the one pool where my bracket seems to be relevant, because I only submitted the one bracket. So I almost feel guilty saying I like Xavier, because I know how much more valuable that Houston, or rather the Texas ticket is to you. So I'm kind of rooting for the orange for you tonight. I do, though, have that Xavier team total of 72.5. They've played really well against elite defenses, which I know kind of bucks trends, but I think it kind of goes to, you get a lower number on a team that obviously is as good as they are, 72.5, and I'm going to take my chances that they can get over that number tonight.
Yeah, the one future that lost for me, which I bet four futures, got three still left. I feel a little jaded on that Marquette ticket, because I had a 25-1, and everything broke right for Marquette, except they just couldn't beat Michigan State. And again, this is what happens. It's a one-game play-in, and you find out what happens. But I feel like they could have did some damage, because Xavier, from that same ilk, like, yeah, they can get after it on offense, push them tempo. They played in a decent conference, but that's the way it plays out. Now, quickly also, we could talk about the games that are on the board and lined for Saturday. Florida Atlantic and Kansas State, Connecticut and Gonzaga. Florida Atlantic, Kansas State. This is interesting, because Kansas, again, Power 5, Kevin. Florida Atlantic at FanDuel right now, +1.5. You want to talk about respect. That is the ultimate respect, man. Because you figure, like, whoa, Kansas State, you see how they're playing? And Kansas State played in the Big 12, sensational. They're only laying 1.5 to FAU? Oh, my goodness. Oh,
and that line's going to keep going the other way. I know the thing's not a Bible, Donnie.
Yeah.
But they're, FAU is the higher-ranked team on Kansas.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not surprising to me at all. That's where that number sits. In fact, the 2.5 that Kansas State had up there was a little bit shocking to me. The Owls, look, I get it. It's like, oh, at Conference USA, they are top 30 in both offensive and defensive efficiency. 17th overall in the country. Just a really good basketball team. I'm not telling you they're my pick to win the title, but it makes more sense that they are there. Again, if I replace the FAU name with St. Mary's, you'd be like, see, told you to believe in this St. Mary's team. That's kind of what you're looking at here, except FAU is just maybe better.
Yeah, no, it's going to be one to watch, and I just see those lines. And again, if you're reading it the same way I had that read against Tennessee, that was a Florida Atlantic line. This is as Florida Atlantic of a line as you can possibly get, only getting 1.5 from Kansas State, especially after Kansas State on national TV putting on a scintillating performance and knocking off Michigan State. Connecticut Gonzaga, hey, Connecticut's the higher ranked team. What an upset we're going to get here, Kevin Wright. Nope, not so fast. Connecticut by 2.5. Who, I really would need Connecticut to win that game, but I am invested in some props, which we'll talk about late in the show as usual to try to get some wins here. But my goodness, you know what? Late in the show? No, you know what? Next segment. I'm letting you know exactly who I'm betting in that Connecticut Gonzaga game. And Kev's going to have some fire as well. Come on back. It's a Friday. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's wrap up some fun here in hour number one. Got some plays here ready to let rip and get after it. By the way, tonight, K-Dub, in the NBA, I got two. Steph Curry over 32.5 points and assists combined against the Philadelphia 76ers. Was leaning towards going Joel Embiid or something with the Sixers, but I'm actually a little bit nervous about the Sixers tonight, how they play this. The one thing I do know, Steph Curry's going to be in. He's been hot. And also, I just wanted to add that I think he could get 30 points tonight by himself, but he's been very good with assists the past, you know, 6 to 8 games. I went Giannis tonight, Kevin, also over 30.5 points. No points, okay. Rebounds, and assists, just points, because I do think they're in a good spot with a high total tonight. He only needs to play 28, 29 minutes to get this, and I know he's looking to make that push in the MVP. Now, right. For tomorrow's action, you guys know we already have the pick six out there. Check us out on Twitter. It's already there. I took Timmy over 20.5 points, Strother over 5.5 rebounds, but also for UConn, Jordan Hawkins over 16.5 points. This is not tonight. This is tomorrow's Elite Eight game, Connecticut and Gonzaga. So just something to chew on here. Anything you got here for the weekend tonight? What are you looking at?
So for tonight, I have three team totals, Alabama and Xavier over both 72.5, and then Miami over 65.5, and then three prop plays, which is under 10.5 points, Tyrese Hunter, under 12.5 points, Siobhan Quinterly, and then an over half a made three for Jordan Miller of Miami. So I'm on another six-pack of action here tonight in the college basketball slate. I really want to bet Brandon Miller, almost principal play style, but I don't think I'm going to do it.
And by the way, just to recap our pick six picks from this morning for myself, our underdog pick for me, Miami getting 7.5. My favorite, Creighton minus 10. An over, San Diego State team total 64.5. An under, Xavier team total 72.5. Jamal Shedd over 13.5 points. Serge Ibari Rice over 13.5 points. For K-Dub, underdog Xavier getting 4.5. Favorite, Alabama minus 7.5. Miami's team total over 65.5. Creighton Princeton under 140.5. Jordan Miller, one or more made threes, and Tyrese Hunter under 10.5 points. There you got it. You got enough plays to be a millionaire here for us. Hour number two on deck, and your calls coming up next. Stay with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No